You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 989. Today's Devo is called Total Eclipse of the Heart. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're excited to get into one of the final episodes of the week. Stephanie, you have been on a roll all week.
Thank you, Gabby.
I am your host, Gabby Alessi, reporting back to you live. No, you have been killing it. And it's been really fun to listen to you and to hear from you. And you're on this little
track, rant.
No. On marriage.
Yes.
And this is really cool. And if you are single and you are now understanding or hearing that she's going to talk about marriage again, please don't turn off this podcast.
Stick around.
Stick around, because Stephanie mentioned, if you want to be in a good marriage, you need to be a good person. And that starts even in singlehood.
Yes.
And also start learning and preparing yourself for that season. Because if you're like Stephanie, that season can come within a year.
Oh my God.
So Stephanie, take us into today's Devo.
Let's do it. Let's read Matthew 15, 18. But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. Story time. I had gotten married back in 2021. I'm pretty sure it was 2021. Kind of lost my brain since I've had two children. But I got married. And right after I got married, I went to one of our church camps where we go away and we get with the Lord and we have a really just amazing couple days of prayer. And we just really hash out some of the things we need to hash out in our walk with Jesus. And during one of those days, there was a sermon that I listened to from my pastor. And he was talking about how my happiness as a woman is my personal responsibility. Mm. And I had loved that message. It had changed me in the moment. And then I walked away and I kind of completely forgot about it. Until I was married a couple years and me and my husband were probably arguing about something. And I just remember thinking, man, why can't we just be happy today? Why does he have to wake up so angry, so frustrated, and then make me angry and so frustrated? And as much as I can try to fake and walk away from this moment and say, whatever, you can have your bad day, I'm going to have my good day, it never works. Because in a marriage, you really are one, and their mood is now your mood. And at least in this season of my marriage, that's how I feel. I know some of the pros out there, the pro wives, they can just live their life with a mean husband and they just kill it every single day. I don't know how they do it. But every time my husband is having a tough day, it rubs on to me, mm-hmm. and it can ruin the entire day. And after a little while, that can really weigh on you. And there was a day that I remember my father, my dad is my pastor, him speaking that message when we were away at that camp about how now that I am a woman of God, now I'm older and I have to take responsibility for my life. I have to take responsibility for my thoughts, my mm-hmm. actions. But I also have to take responsibility for my own personal happiness. And it occurred to me that it is actually unfair for me to expect my husband to make me happy in every area of my life. My husband is my husband.
Yeah.
He's my best friend, but he isn't my group of girlfriends.
Yeah.
My husband's my husband. He's not my mom, so he can't talk to me like my mom.
Yeah.
My husband is my husband. He's not my children. He can't bring me that little child joy like my children can. My husband is my husband. He's not my hobby.
Mm.
So I need to expect the things that a husband gives. That's what I need to expect from him. Yeah. I can't expect him to be my mom. I can't expect him to be my number one happy bringer every single day. I can't expect him to be my sister or my yoga teacher or the one who brings all of the peace into my life. I can't expect him to be my Bible. I can't expect him to be my God. He's not. He's just a man that I choose to love, that I love, and that I respect, and that I live my life with. And it's unfair for me to expect him to make me happy every single day. He makes me happy a lot of the time. But if there's a day that he doesn't make me happy, that's when I have to step back and I have to realize that my happiness comes from my heart.
Yeah.
It comes from my solid relationship in Jesus Christ.
Good.
I'm joyful today because God made me joyful. And the beauty of marriage is that what you pour into it, you get out of it.
Mm.
So if my husband is stressed, I don't need to rebuttal his stress with more stress. I need to take responsibility for my happiness and my joy, pour more happiness and joy into marriage. And the beautiful thing about it is that takes away his stress.
Yeah.
That makes him more joyful. That makes him happier. And it just starts to ping pong off each other. If he's stressed, hit him back with love. Mm. Hit him back with peace. Go over and just give him a hug. Ask him if he wants a cup of coffee. Ask him if you want to make him lunch. If your wife just seems like she is drowning in work, go over and give her a little shoulder massage. Go and give her a hug. Go ask her what she needs.
Yeah.
What you pour into your marriage, you get out of it. And if you can remember that your strength in the marriage comes from Jesus,
yeah,
not from that other person,
mm,
that your strength and your health comes from your personal responsibility of waking up and reading your word, getting your prayer time in. If you can recognize that, watch your marriage start to bloom with joy,
yeah,
with peace, with grace for each other, with a happiness, even in the small moments. And don't let your spouse's issues make your day bad.
That's so good.
Pray for them. Cover them in prayer. Cover them with words of encouragement. Let them figure it out. Be their number one supporter. But don't think that now their attitude has to affect your day.
Yeah.
You stay strong in who you are in Jesus Christ. That's and so watch, good. It's going to rub off on them.
Yes. And it goes back to the verse that you said. Jesus is telling them, it's not what goes into you that defiles a person. It's what comes out of you. And so just remember that it's not how your husband is talking to you or how your wife is talking to you that defiles you. It's how you respond to them.
Yes.
And this works for people in marriage and people out of marriage. Treat people, don't expect people to be your provider of happiness, of all things happiness. You are the one that you find that you make the decision, I'm going to be joyful today. I don't care about happiness. Happiness is based on what? Happenings.
Yeah.
I want to be joyful today.
Yeah.
So remember, it's not what goes in, it's what comes out that defiles a person. Praise out.
Exactly, Gabby. And if you can wake up every morning and read your word and get your prayer time in and listen to this devotional like we're doing right now, then that alone will get you in the perfect attitude for the rest of the day. So let's pray, everybody. God, thank you so much for the marriage that you have given us. Thank you for the spouse that you have given us. And God, thank you for the joy that you have filled us all with today. Because of you, not because of the material things in my life, but because of you, Jesus, I am happy. I am joyful. I am at peace. I am in freedom because of you, Jesus. Thank you for that. And allow me to pour more joy, more love, more passion, more freedom, more fun times into my marriage so that my marriage can be one big, happy marriage every day that I live out. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.